Ronnie Elliott has been making blues-influenced rock and roll since the 1960s, but he's never become a star. When rock critic Ken Tucker looked up Elliott's resume on the web, Elliott's biggest claim to fame seemed to be that he once had a band called Your Local Beer that opened for Jimi Hendrix in 1967. Nonetheless, Ken says Elliott's new CD, Poisonville, is the sort of album that defines an entire career.
He woke up in a blood-soaked bed, struggled through a mess in his mind, rubbed his eyes and staggered to his feet. He prayed that he wasn't gonna find the pretty dagger from the Times Square gyp joint sticking from a gash in her side. He knew in his heart the light was gone. He remembered what she said and he cried.
His voice is a little like Johnny Cash without the gravitas. His songs are a little like John Prine's without the whimsy. Actually, some of them would bring a smile to the face of rap star Eminem, like that song, Room 100, in which Ronnie wakes up hungover in a motel, hoping he won't find, quote, a dagger sticking from a gash in his girlfriend's thigh. But of course, he does. Elliott, born in Birmingham, Alabama, is the kind of guy who allies himself with people who go to extremes, who, in his words, burn, burn, burn. And he says this knowing that most of the time, the end result of such behavior is to become a burnout.
I only want to be with the ones who burn, burn, burn. Once in love with the night, they light up like a cigarette. I only want to be with the ones who burn, burn, burn. Ones with fire in her soul, little or nothing to forget. I'm wanting romance and feeding the fire. I'm looking for poetry, searching for desire. I'm praying for God, begging for gin. I'm looking for goodness, living for sin.
Ronnie Elliott stops his CD dead in the middle to pull off his most audacious trick. He takes the year 1947, the year he was born, and makes the argument that this was the year rock and roll itself was born. Talk about foolhardiness, but listen and see if you don't get sucked into his version of history.
In 1947, Billboard still had race record in country and western charts. Hank Williams released his first record in January of that year. Alan Wolfe met Junior Parker in 1947. They decided to start a band. I was born in Birmingham, Alabama in that year. Same year that Winoni Harris signed a contract with King Records. And Roy Brown either wrote or stole Good Rockin' Tonight, depending on who you talk to. He released it as a record. And in Tupelo, Mississippi, a 12-year-old Elvis Aaron Presley started taking his guitar to school every day. Now the radio has gone to hell. Hank Williams has gone to heaven. They ask you when rock and roll was born. You tell them 1947.
Throughout this CD, Ronnie Elliott sprinkles literary allusions ranging from Jack Kerouac to Vladimir Nabokov. But for once, this is a singer-songwriter who earns his bookish ego, and at no point more so than in the title of his CD, Poisonville. As he points out in his liner notes, a phrase lifted from Dashiell Hammett, the original hard-boiled novelist who, like Elliott, worked a lot of different jobs and took a dim view of his fellow man while maintaining a healthy streak of romanticism. Commercial luck has always eluded Ronnie Elliott. My favorite fact that I learned reading about him on the internet is that in 1966, the band he was in at the time turned down a novelty song called Snoopy vs. the Red Baron, that ended up selling millions for a less picky hack group called the Royal Guardsmen. Anyone who knows what a hunk of junk Snoopy versus the Red Baron was will find Ronnie Elliott and Poisonville all the more invigorating.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Ronnie Elliott's new CD, Poisonville.